Dracula has risen again, this time as Count Orlok in Nosferatu.
Come to me.
The original Nosferatu was made in Germany without permission of the Bram Stoker estate, but it remains one of the most iconic versions of Dracula. The 1922 silent film lives on, now with Robert Eggers, director of The Witch and The Lighthouse, in charge.
We are here encountering the vampire.
The film follows Stoker's book, featuring a vampire traveling across Europe to bring death to a bleak coastal town.
There is a devil in this world, and I have met him.
Eggers borrows plague imagery and subtext from Werner Herzog's 1979 adaptation, and he loads the film with dark surrealism.
Does evil come from within us, or from beyond?
Lily Rose Depp is the target of the Count's desires. She has improved her acting considerably and gives it her all in an emotional performance, though the writing for her remains frustratingly one-dimensional.
I'm ready.
Ultimately, it's Bill Skarsgård's imposing presence as the Count that really sticks with you.
This creature is a force more powerful than evil.
Nosferatu is an impeccably made film, and as an atmospheric take on the Dracula legend, it's pretty fantastic. Though after this and The Northman, I wonder if Eggers' talents aren't best restrained a bit under smaller budgets.
Its desire is to consume all life on Earth.
Nosferatu gets 3 vampire shadows out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.